Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. Anyway, there was the vote in the United Nations General Assembly, and I was disappointed but totally unsurprised. Well, it was good that 143 countries out of 193 voted to recognize Palestinian statehood, and we see the rest, about half abstained. More than half abstained. There's only about 9 voted against in the end, including the United States. Israel, no surprise there. Shamefully, the United Kingdom. Republic of Ireland, I'm glad to say we at least abstained. We should have voted to recognize Palestine as what it is. A state certainly has the right to sovereign statehood. Palestine's recognized by dozens of United Nations member states, roughly as many as Israel. And that will be one of the first steps towards resolving this conflict, which will go on for decades. Palestinians have been denied what they are. Now, I know that under the United Nations Charter, a vote in the General Assembly is merely a recommendation. It's only the United Nations Security Council can confer statehood. And of course, that's totally unfair. My God, what's this green stuff in my hair from trip to the park? Can confer statehood. But that's preserved an aspect from 1945, that power balance. You know, France, the United Kingdom, you know, second-rate powers. Even Russia is not the Soviet Union, is weaker than it used to be, getting weaker all by the day, the Ukrainian war. Even the United States is not as powerful relatively or absolutely as it was in 1945. China alone has grown mightier since then. And isn't it grossly unfair that countries that are already powerful owing to wealth or population or military capability have additional power accorded to them through the UN Security Council? But they did that just to make sure that they would all join. What next? I just don't see it changing for quite a long time. But, you know, the United States, the Democratic Party, the youth wing, certainly ethnic minority people, the left of the party recognize the Palestinians have been ill-used for decades and they urgently need justice. And so that's why I'm guardedly optimistic that in a generation or so, the United States policy might shift if the Democrats hold the White House, if they can hold both houses of Congress, that they might actually vote to recognize Palestinian statehood, because Palestine is a nation. It's not a province, it's not a part of another country. I know the Zionists will say, oh, they're fake Palestinians, which obviously is racist to deny them their very name, their identity. They're not Egyptian, they're not Jordanian or Lebanese or Syrian. And they have a great deal in common with their Arab brothers and sisters. And it's true, they're Sunni Muslims, but that doesn't mean that they're not that nationality. I mean, so a nation can emerge, a nation can merge, a nation can disappear, nations can be divided and so on. The Palestinians want to be Palestinian, not any other nationality. It's true that many of them were driven into Jordan and some of the dual citizens of Jordan and so on. Right, but that doesn't mean that they're not Palestinian too. Like many Israelis are dual citizens of Germany, of the United States, of various other countries, which is not to deny that they are Israelis too. All nations have a beginning. There was a time when the United States itself was not recognized by any other nation state, but many Americans will say to you that the United States' right to independence was no less for the fact that it was at that stage unrecognized by all others. So Ukraine abstained. I can see why, because they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. They desperately need more finance and more military aid from the United States, so that they are not going to put Uncle Sam's nose out of joint. On the other hand, they can't vote against, because they don't want to hurt the global South and have people say, oh, you're a marionette of Washington, D.C. So recognize Palestine for what she is. Palestine would then have a seat in the United Nations, a voice in the United Nations, be able to wield a vote, is recognized by the whole Arab League, and so on. So nations have got to begin somehow and sometime. So some of the Zionists say, oh, well, the Palestinians were nothing in the early 20th century. Well, lots of countries have become independent in the 20th century. If, on the other hand, they wished to become part of Egypt and the Egyptians were willing to absorb them, fine. If they wished to join Jordan and the Jordanians said, we'll take you, that'll become part of territory, it could become part of Jordan. But so far as I'm aware, nobody wants that. So it's a very, very bad situation. And it's horrific what's going on in Gaza. I could be talking about this every single day. You know, at least several thousand civilians killed by Israeli defense force, at least. I know the Ministry of Health in Gaza says it's over 34,000. That's run by Hamas, so they might be lying. But the other things have definitely happened, like cutting off food at times, and okay, food is getting through, but nowhere near enough. There are all sorts of these aid agencies that are saying that, and in Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, the United Nations itself, and any of the aid agencies. I mean, Israel will say that some of them were in Hamas, unproven, might be true, might be false, even if a tiny number of them are, that's not all of them. And that still has a very bad humanitarian effect. So we know that torture has been used at a wide scale. Often it's been filmed. If that's what they do on camera, none of them film what they do off camera, even worse. And we know that I saw this Israeli soldier cruelly mocking a Palestinian detainee, saying he'd wet himself. I'm not surprised. I would too, thinking what you're going to go through. None of which is to dispute what Hamas did, that it murdered hundreds of Israeli civilians, took hostages. There are allegations of rape. That might be true. And Hamas has used torture as well, and so on. But none of that's remotely excusatory of what the IDF does. And Netanyahu has a chutzpah to say it's the most moral army in the world. I mean, it really sticks in the craw. So as well as these countless barbarous crimes against civilians, also the desecration of mosques and graveyards. So really just rubbing their nose in humiliation, storing up so, so much fury, such cruelty, such injustice. So it ought to go without saying that no one should be mistreated on the ground of his or her faith, nationality, ethnicity, and so on. So he's not remotely anti-Semitic to recognize Palestinian freedom, is not anti-Semitic to demand human rights, is not anti-Semitic to uphold international law, is it? So and Tel Aviv will say this with tedious repetitiveness, that any time there's a criticism of Israeli government policy, no matter how well-founded, no matter how logically watertight, even vocalized in the most restrained language, they'll say it's anti-Semitic. It's just their standard response and is preposterous, it's nauseating. Now, it's true that there are people who lambast the Israeli government who actually are anti-Semitic, but it's not the case that absolutely every criticism has to be grounded in anti-Semitism. I would remind you that Arabs, being Ishmaelites, they are Semites too, supposedly descendants of Shem, which is why actually being anti-Arab is even more anti-Semitic than being anti-Jewish, since the Arabs outnumber the Jews so, so much. But much of the coverage, the reportage of the Gaza conflict from a Zionist perspective is openly tinged with anti-Arab bigotry and Islamophobia, that they're dehumanized, that they don't count, that so many of them can be killed, that it's self-defensive, that if you denounce atrocities against Palestinian civilians, that somehow you're taking the side of terrorists. Absolutely not. And terrorism is terrorism. Even the people committing it are wearing army uniforms. There's such a thing as state terrorism. It's not justificatory of a crime against humanity to do it whilst wearing a uniform. So I wish there were justice to the Palestinians. They've suffered very, very badly for such a long time. What they would do the same to you? Hamas? I'm not sure they would, actually. What do you think the Republic of Ireland's illegally occupying Palestine, or indeed the United Kingdom? No, I don't think they're terribly nice people, Hamas, but I don't know, you're conflating all Palestinians with Hamas. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to my channel and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.